You're listening to Behind the Groove with KJ. Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. It's a beautiful autumnal morning and I just wanted to do a short podcast about the recent developments in the music industry. I'm not sure if you've seen the headlines or watched the news on TV, but according to our wonderful Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, our jobs in the music industry are unviable. I'm absolutely furious, as are many people in my industry across the country right now. We, as independent artists, songwriters, bands, small businesses, even larger businesses across the country, paying our taxes, busy working, on the road, touring, providing jobs in the hospitality sector as well, not just limited to the music industry. It has a far-reaching effect on other economic areas. We're all considered unviable. This is the government that has prevented us from working. In the first instance, we were all happy to take a back seat, watch how this pandemic rolled out, played out, and we were happy to sacrifice our income for the greater good so that the NHS were not overwhelmed and people felt safe and we knew what we were dealing with. Nearly 8 months on, the landscape has changed a lot. We know that, yes, it's a terrible illness, but we also know the NHS was not overwhelmed. Busy, yes, in some departments, but not all. We also know censorship has ramped up on social media and in the mainstream media. The press are fear-mongering and the government are using the lockdown restrictions as a way to coerce and manipulate the public into accepting things for our own safety. Sound familiar? It happened in the Second World War. And quite frankly, it's criminal what's happening. Healthy people are being prevented from working. We are being prevented from being able to put a roof over our heads and provide for our families. And we've paid our taxes. The UK music industry generates over £5 billion for this country's GDP. We pay our taxes. What the hell are we paying our taxes for if we can't even get a bailout of some kind? Happy to bail out the bankers. So what, they're viable, are they? Bankers are viable, but people that contribute to the arts and the wider economy, especially during times like this, when everybody is streaming music, watching television, watching all their films on Netflix or whatever, Amazon. What about the music? Where does that come from? Who pays for that? Who pays for that to be created? So we'll just sit here for the good of our health, twiddling our thumbs at the expense of everybody else's enjoyment? Nah. It is unacceptable. I've absolutely had it up to here with the lies that this government are telling the British people, and people are swallowing it. And nobody's speaking out because you obviously don't care about music. Is that a bit harsh? Because it's only music people that are really going to be listening to this podcast. But I'm absolutely furious. I'm incensed. I watched the live debates from the Houses of Parliament and I'm just furious, fuming. The Musicians Union organised a campaign and sent 400 musicians, classically trained musicians, to perform in Parliament Square, socially distanced, in protest, to bring attention to the fact that all these people have not worked since March. half of them are probably not even eligible for any furlough funds, any self-employment grants, subsidies. And the secondary jobs that many musicians do anyway, because the industry is very hard to make a living from, they're all gone as well. Hospitality, retail, where are those jobs? They've all gone as well. Big chains are shutting their doors, cafes, bars, restaurants, clubs, bars, pubs, you name it. They have all been affected. There are no jobs. So how dare Rishi Sunak tell us all we've got to go and retrain doing something else? I have a master's degree, damn you. I have an education. I have spent thousands of pounds investing in my career. I have been doing this for 25 years. I'm pretty much an expert at what I do in my field, as we all are. We get to qualify. Life experience, doing what we do. I think that qualifies us to do what we do. So, Mr. Sunak, if you ever get to listen to this, shame on you. How dare you belittle and demean and gaslight our experiences? That's abuse. I will not tolerate it. We're coming for you. There's so many petitions, so many campaigns, and we are lobbying our MPs because people know this is not right. This is not acceptable. This is not how we treat tax-paying members of the constituencies across the country, in this country. This is not what a democracy is. And I'm absolutely appalled that the MPs that are just rolling over and ignoring the status quo. Shame on you as well. Your time is up. People are rising up. People are fed up with this narrative being spun to protect everybody. What about protecting us? We sacrifice more than enough for the greater good. It's time for everybody else to do the same. Because when this world is devoid of music and fun and laughter and expression and inspiration, what kind of a world is that? Do you really want to live in a world like that? Do you seriously want all the theatres to close their doors? Do you want all the music venues to just shut up shop, never to have another gig again? What about all the festivals? You're never going to have another summer going to a festival. How are you going to raise your children to appreciate music? Singing is not dangerous. Performing music, playing instruments is not dangerous. There is absolutely no scientific evidence to back this up whatsoever. In fact, there's a lot of scientific evidence and data from many, many thousands of doctors across the world who are speaking up in protest with evidence and facts and experience, having dealt with viruses. You are getting virologists, epidemiologists, people from across the world coming together, forming coalitions and speaking out. But of course, those people that just watch the mainstream media aren't going to know about any of this because it's being censored. Why? What reason is there for all of this to be happening? Ask yourself those questions. Keep asking questions. Keep demanding answers, because we as taxpaying constituents have a right to know. I'm getting political, I'm getting on my soapbox, I'm speaking out because I'm angry and nobody else in my industry really seems to be too bothered. Okay, they're bothered they're not making money, they're bothered that they're struggling a bit, but I don't see anyone else standing up, speaking out. Where's all the superstars? As my previous podcast said, where are all the protest songs? They're okay, Jack. They're sitting in their ivory towers with their big fat royalty check coming in. We can't even make money from royalties anymore. Hashtag fix streaming. Have a look. Check it out. Absolutely appalling. The structure of payments within streaming platforms like Spotify benefits the top tier. It's always benefiting the 1%, everything on this godforsaken planet right now. And the rest of us are just left to get on with it, to struggle, to make ends meet and to make a living. Well, enough's enough. I think we're reaching the tipping point now. The critical mass. People, you can't push people. They've had enough. We want to make change. We want to change the entire global system. And we're not talking about an economic reset that's going to benefit the 1%. No, we want fairness. We want integrity. We want people to do the right thing. We want the end of corruption through all of our businesses. We want people to just be able to earn a living and to put a roof over their heads, pay their bills and look after their kids. Is that really too much to ask? Is this what our freedoms were fought for in the Second World War? Is this what it's come to? That we don't even have the freedom now to go and perform and do a gig and to sing in church? What on earth is happening? We need to question, keep questioning, guys. We need to stand up and speak out, because where this is heading is quite terrifying. We're sleepwalking into some dystopian nightmare. And is it one we're going to come back from? Have you ever heard of a tyrannical government taking away rights only to give them back? Don't be naive, that never happens. Come on, you've all seen the movies. I think I'm going to have to rewatch V for Vendetta. And I know there's a million mask march on the 5th of November outside Parliament. I think I might have to be there with one of my anonymous masks. I went to the protests. We have to keep speaking, we have to keep acting, we have to keep lobbying. I've written to MPs, I've emailed the House of Commons, I've emailed the Speaker of the House with regard to the Coronavirus Act that was, it was extended. Can you even believe that? So now, potentially for another 2 years, we have this act, which wasn't, not even all the MPs bothered to turn up to vote. What the hell are we paying them for when they're not even going to bother to turn up to vote for acts that can potentially restrict millions of people across the country? I just don't understand how we even have this system in place. It's antiquated and it has to go. Enough is enough. So what are you going to do about it? We are viable. We are all viable. Our voices matter. While we're on this planet, living in this country, abiding as good citizens, most of us, by these rules, just trying to get by, live our life, doing what we do with our friends and our families, living our lives, and this is how we're treated. This is not about a pandemic and a virus anymore. No way. It stopped being about that months ago. The statistics, the figures, the deaths. Any death is tragic and it is avoidable. We have avoided the worst of it, so let's get on with our lives. Let's end this lockdown. Let's get back to work. People may think that this is really selfish, that I'm really callous. I've been called callous by members of my own family. They're not in my shoes. They haven't walked my path, my journey. They've had big fat furloughs. They've got holiday pay, sick pay. They've worked their way up the ladder because it's easy to do, because they're in a job that's considered an essential service. So again, I come back to the point of being viable. What makes my work viable? Because I speak from my soul, because I'm brave enough to speak out, because I try and encourage people to question the narratives and to look at life in a way that can actually inspire people to live out their dreams. To keep challenging themselves, to keep creating, to keep putting positive energy out there. That's what music is. That's what a performance is. It's creating memories. It's giving people an opportunity to connect. And it's devastating. Yesterday I was in such a dark place. I was really upset, thinking about the future. How can we possibly, now this Coronavirus Act has been extended, how can we possibly plan for the future? You know, we've got another 6 months of this, potentially, over the winter. Great. So, I want to try and be positive. So I've been cracking on I'm still planning to release my next single. I've got video shoot and photo shoot planned for a couple of weeks. So I'm focusing on that because it's what I do. I'm a creative. I think about visuals, I think about audio. You know, I've recorded the vocals and I'm planning on my social media campaign. I just need to keep doing what I do. And one day, I hope I get to perform it for you with a band. That's what I do. I want to entertain people. I want to give people the opportunity to hear new music, fresh new music. You know, is that such a crime to want to be able to earn a living from it? Have I not earned the right to do that after 25 years in an industry that I've sacrificed more than most people would ever realise? And it's not just me. It's all the people that contribute. It's the musicians. It's the venues. You know, it's the lighting directors. It's the sound engineers. It's the tour bus drivers. It's everybody. We're all connected. It's like an ecosystem, a musical ecosystem. And it filters through so that we can all have something to enjoy and benefit from. It feeds our soul, it nourishes our soul. And at times like this, when it's just darkness and fear and despair, and people are being literally terrorised by mainstream media thinking that we're just going to drop dead in the street, well, it's not going to happen. It really is not going to happen. So I don't understand why we're not considered viable. It's an absolute crime to not subsidise the very people that have paid for these MPs and their jobs. Now it's time to pay the piper, Mr. Sunak. And I'm not going to keep quiet until we get justice, until we get what we're worth, until we get our just desserts, what we're due, what we're owed. We have been ripped off time and time and time again by the major labels, by the massive streaming companies, and now by our own government, prevented from working and earning a living because we're not viable. Well, I am viable. We are viable. Everything we do is worth something. Music has a value. I have a value. And I'm not going to accept anything less. It's personal. It is personal. But we have to join together as a collective, all the music industry. I'm very, very active. Twitter is great, actually. I'm in touch with UK Music, the MU, PPL, PRS. We're all fighting the same battle, fighting for the same cause. So I'm calling out for all the artists to speak out. There's only a couple of artists, Ian Brown from the Stone Roses, Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher even, to try and put a stop to this madness. You know, where's everybody else? Why is nobody else speaking out? Why is there silence? Why are there no protest concerts? It just seems to me that they're okay. They're not really that bothered. They can afford, perhaps, to be in that position. But the rest of us, like I say, when you've got rent to pay and you've got kids to feed, it's no joke. We can't just go and retrain and do another job. There are no jobs. We're in the middle of a massive economic meltdown. So I'm just going to carry on doing what I'm doing, making my music, getting my stuff out there. But I'm moving away from mainstream social media, preferably Facebook. I have a real problem with it. I don't know if any of you have seen The Social Dilemma on Netflix. I really recommend you watch it. It's quite frightening that all these tech companies have way, way too much power and influence. And the algorithms, it's like some sinister AI that just keeps feeding on itself. It's like a cancer. It's awful. It's filtering stuff through and creating this monster based on our data, our big data. All the searches, the posts we like, the comments, the hashtags, the keywords and phrases, the interactions we have with people. I mean, yeah, we know it's all monitored. We know all that anyway. But the fact that it's being used against us now in forms of censorship, and that we're forced to rely on it to get anywhere. Now, I've taken out Facebook ads for my single, Natural High, when it was out last year. Didn't spend it much. I didn't have much of a budget. But I had 10,000 hits on that ad, which is pretty good. And considering I didn't spend much. And you know how many of those hits actually translated to a Facebook page like? Zero. I've got 936 people who like my Facebook page at KJ Sings. If you are one of them, God bless you. Thank you for seeing through all of this with me and liking and sharing. I really appreciate it. But unfortunately, Facebook isn't working for me anymore, not as a platform to promote my music. And that's the only reason I was on it, really, as a business. And when you're having to spend more to get more of a reach, nah. I believe in organic growth, organic reach. And you're not going to get that on a platform that has morphed into something with this algorithm business. And I don't want to be part of it anymore. It's become very toxic. And I am not posting on my Facebook page anymore, or my personal one. And I'm going to be moving off. I'm creating a community online elsewhere. I think it's time to take back control of the internet as well. I'm not using Google so much anymore. I have another encrypted email address. I use an encrypted server to surf. I don't want my data being used. I don't want it to be used. I don't want to have ads targeting me. So all of this stuff I've become really aware of throughout this pandemic. It's become very, very apparent that the information we're sharing is often propaganda for both sides. Whether you believe the government's narrative or whether you don't, there's enough data out there and sensationalism to support both sides. So which side do you stand? I know I stand on the side of integrity, truth and justice. I always have done. I believe this is a very telling time. And I think people are falling into two camps, those that comply and those that don't consent. And unfortunately, I'm falling into the latter. I don't consent and I'm not going to comply. So I hope I can reach out with what I'm doing, because I'm speaking my truth. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry about that, but this is how I stand. If that's where we have to part ways, then that's where we have to part ways, because I think my livelihood, my life, supporting my family now depends on it. So if you can't understand that, then that's on you. I'm being honest, I'm being open, I'm being upfront, and this is how I am choosing to live my life going forward. I'm still going to do my music, I'm still doing what I'm doing, I still live in hope that I'm going to be able to perform live gigs again for a living. I'm lucky I have other skills and other things I can fall back on, and I'm not proud. You know, I will go out and I will clean toilets if I have to, you know. Been there, done that before. I was a cleaner many years ago at college. So I can do what I need to do to support my family and pay my bills. It's not a problem. I don't doubt that I'll be able to. The point is, I shouldn't be forced into a position where I have to, because I had a perfectly viable career. The industry I worked in was booming. So thank you, government, Mr. Sunak, Mr. Johnson, for your lockdown restrictions that have made no sense. Pubs, bars, restaurants, airlines, you can be stuck in a place, not socially distanced, with all these people, but not a music theatre, not an event. You can't even have people at a wedding or funeral, unless it's a certain amount. And this rule of six, what the hell is that about? none of it makes any sense, so I'm just not going to comply. I'm just not going to acknowledge it. I'm living my life. I'm not taking unnecessary risks. I'm mindful, I'm careful, and I'm respectful. But I'm still not going to comply. If you see me walking down the supermarket aisle and I don't have a mask on, then stay the hell away. That's on me, because I'm exempt. I'm not going to wear a mask. I've never worn a mask. So if you want to wear your mask, you go ahead. If that makes you feel safe, that's entirely up to you. I'm pro-choice. Pro-choice. None of these mandates make sense. They're not backed by accurate science. There's a lot of people speaking out against all of the restrictions. So we just need to suck it up and get on with our lives. And that's what I'm doing. It is what it is. I can't change the environment, the politics of what's going on. Even though I'm trying my damnedest, it's all I ever seem to do at the moment is lobbying campaign and share information. And those of you that know me and that follow me on the socials are probably sick of it. I don't do it so much on Facebook anymore other than in the groups, because obviously it's censored. But Twitter's pretty good still. And Instagram, I'm not as political on Instagram because it's less text heavy, it's more images. So I like to try and keep Instagram a little bit sarcastic, a little bit controversial every now and then with the odd meme. But yeah, just going to go about my business, do what I'm doing, and hope that I can connect with some more people who actually it resonates, what I'm saying resonates with them. So on that note, I think I'm going to sign off now. I have some work to do. I'm redeveloping my website, like I say, the whole tech side of things, in terms of my little social community online, is going to be changing. So keep an eye out, please, on my website. Sign up for the newsletter, and I will be inviting you all to a private community where you get extra bonuses. We can have online live chats and, you know, impromptu performances. Lots of interesting ideas and concepts I'm toying around with. You know, you'll get to see exclusive first-hand footage of the video when it's done, and hear the single listening party when it's done. So there's a lot of incentive to be able to actually get involved in an artist's career from the ground up. And I think that suits me better than using a platform that basically is the antithesis of everything that I believe in terms of freedom of speech and freedom of self-expression as an artist. So with that said, keep an eye out, website www.kjsings.com. I'm on Twitter, KJ Sings, and I'm on Instagram, KJ Sings Music. And yeah, I will be posting more information as and when it's up and running. And I will have a special invite, like I say, to another couple of platforms coming very soon for those who are interested. And those who aren't, well, I guess this is where we part ways. Thank you for sticking with me so far. I'm working on my interviews with people as well. So that's another thing that's going to be coming. But again, I'm getting my platforms in place first before I broadcast those to all and sundry. It has to be a little bit more exclusive. So I've got so many people, great conversations to have. So I really look forward to bringing those out to the masses for you all to hear. And you can hear people's truths. You can hear about what it is they're going through, how they're managing, not only with the situation, but as an artist, as a creative person, how they want to express themselves during this time, and what plans they have for the future, because we have to focus on the future. We have to try and stay focused and stay positive. Because that's what music does, right? It's still inspiring. I'm still inspired to write songs despite all of this. It's just finding the time to get in the studio and finish. And I'm not a producer, so I have to rely on other people to be able to do that. So I need to maybe learn how to do that myself. So it's a constant learning curve. You never stop learning and you never stop growing. And you never stop wanting to be better. So yeah, I'll leave you guys with that. But thank you for listening to me rant. I just had to speak out because I just feel like I'm not being authentic to the cause if I'm not using a platform, however small, to state my case. So there you go. Wishing you all a beautiful day. Stay safe. Take care, and I'll be back with more updates very soon. Peace. Thank you.